Previous Lavavri is discussing at the end of the fifth parak, he's discussing the differences, seven differences between the two people that are Oivid, one with Bitochen, one without Bitochen. And he ends off discussing the conversation that goes on between the person that's Oivid without Bitochen, and therefore he lets all his Ruchni Zdika obligations fall by the wayside. And they say to him, Oyim Loi, Ad Masai Tesal Milachshar El Atzida Shalecha Lahokan Lachom, Matzav Mokhe Menuchoscho. Until when are you going to ignore your long trip that you're going to be taking after Mei Avesru? Azu Oine Ad Shehli Dei Parnasasi Vitzdarachusi Avuri Velver Ishti Uvanai Atoik Yemini. Oz Tiyali Menuchu Midag Yisrael Mazeh Vespanu Lefrei Lezuri Mashnichayev Loi Voz Echshav Alachan Tzedlo El Mabo. First, I'm going to make sure that I'm financially stable. I have whatever I need for myself, for my wife, for my children, till Seif Kol Aderus. And then once I know that I have money set aside away in the bank for then I'll be able to be. I want to make sure that I'm taken care of. Once I'm taken care of, then I clear my mind from my job, and I'll be able to totally dedicate myself to Avedas Hashem. So I just want to point out before, and he's going to discuss now, he says, I'm going to show the foolishness of such a taino through seven different ways. There's just an interesting nukuda here, which I find over the course of dealing with numerous people over the past however many years. There's a very interesting phenomenon, and that is that there's many people that, despite the fact that their parents would support them if they'd be interested, nevertheless they're not interested and they want to work themselves, which is understandable. That's l'chora, that's namadi chisufo. That's why we're here in this world. Even though the Rebbeinu Shlomo can give us handouts, but we're not here for handouts. We don't want namadi chisufo. We want to work, we want to earn our schar. And many of these people also, I don't want to be supported by my parents. It doesn't make a difference how much money they have and the fact that they want to support me. I don't want to be supported by them. I want to work. I want to earn my salary. I don't want to be given to. So it's interesting, this person, he decides that he wants to make enough money to support his wife and his children, when 15 years down the line, his children are going to turn around and say, I don't want to be supported by you. So he's busy his whole life, working, and he doesn't have time for any of it to Hashem, because he wants to make sure that not only is he financially stable, but also his children are taken care of in Bahulu. And then comes down the line, and his children turn around, and they say, thanks, Dad, but we'd like to take care of this ourselves, thanks. So, besides the fact that the etzem taino of what he's taining is wrong, as the Chavis Lavavos will go on to explain, but practically, very often, it simply backfires, because it doesn't even come to fruition, because the children aren't interested in it. So chaval to spend your whole life doing that when at the end of the day the children aren't even going to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Says the Chavis Lavavis. He says, I'm going to discuss the foolishness of such a taino. Even though I'm going to have to be marach a little bit, he says, "Kidei levayu shalichich hazbali hashkafa hazu, shagderosam anachoynihi katam emashkinus Hashem." The way that he refers to it is the group of people that take a mashkin, that take a collateral from the Rebbeinu Shalom. What does that mean? Because they're noeg like oisus soicher hamoicher ba'akaf al adam shuloi manelo. The mashkin is tevishat amecher. They should mevachesh lo yishalim loy. Imishem shuloi emin boy. Imishem shuloi yebichot lefrele v'schuro. A person that sells something, and the person doesn't have any money, he sells it on credit, and the guy that's buying it doesn't have the money now, and the seller doesn't trust the buyer. So what does he say? He says, give me collateral. I don't trust that you're going to pay me. I don't know that you're going to have money. Give me a collateral that I'll know for sure that I'll be able to collect payment for that which I'm selling you. Give me your gold watch. He gives him his gold watch until he pays up. He says, V'chein ba'al yashkaf azu, inna mukhanu la'avid is Hashem, l'm yitin l'm yirish, b'tar mashkin, it's parnas osam, parnas b'nei beis, l'm yashkol ha'chayim. You want me, Rebbeinu Shalom, to work for you? First give me everything that I should be, I should know for sure that I have a guarantee that I'm taken care of. I have a collateral. I have a guarantee that I'm taken care of. And then I'll work for Avedas Hashem. That's this group of people. And he says, Apircha Rishayna Sheshna Adam Mishtaich L'Katazehi. He says that even if it came to your friend, socher hamistaker lifnei adam hari leinochem itzida shigach mashkan avor maskur tov b'nisha socher itzay oy lifnei shivcha b'avaydasei. He says, imagine you get hired by a firm, and the first day you come, and they tell you, oh, by the way, we're going to be paying you on the 15th of the month and on the 1st of the month of every month. So you should be getting your check in the mail. And he finally comes in, he's hired by them, and he goes over to his boss. He says, by the way, I'm just not sure that you're going to pay me. I want to make sure that I'm going to get the money. So if you don't mind, give me maybe your car as a collateral, just that you'll pay me at the end of the 15th. What would he tell him? Take your own car and don't show up again. This is why... You're working for me, I hired you, you're working under me, I'm not going to pay you, like what are you, what's going on over here? A person wouldn't even do that, he says, to his own boss, he wouldn't do that. And certainly, if it came to an Eved, to his Adin, where an Eved usually doesn't even get paid. The standard Eved doesn't get paid by his Adin. Where he pays him at the beginning, and he acquires him, and now he does whatever he wants for him. Imagine that the Eved turns to the Adin and says, oh, by the way, I'm only going to work for you if you give me whatever it is. No way. Kal v'chomer, he says, Im kein mikol shekein she'eved lo yaz levakesh mashken al panasosoi. And, I'm sorry, he says, Kal v'chomer, she'ein li yitzur le'mashken es yoytzur e'lefnei she'itzchal avedeisei. He says, certainly somebody who was created will not ask his creator to give him whatever he needs before he starts being evident. I'll take care. I'll get the rabbi to send me something. Just make sure that I'm taken care of before him. He says it's a azus and it's a chutzpah to even think of doing such a thing. No one would do such a thing to their friend. They wouldn't do it to their boss. They wouldn't do. How could he do it to the rabbi shalom? Hapircha shniyoi shreikol mevakish mechaver mashkerin yesh lamashkerin shiragbul be'atim lagod lachayv. Somebody that owes you, you sell merchandise for $1,000. So you say $1,000. Give me your, whatever it is, give me your watch that costs $1,000. You're not going to ask the guy, give me $50 million for the, it's in proportion to the amount that he owes you, that's how much the collateral is. But over here, there's no limit. How could he ever know how long he's going to live? How long his wife is going to live, how many children he's going to have, how many grandchildren he's going to have that he's going to have to support as well. There's no way to know. So he's going to spend his entire life trying to make money because he never knows how much money at the end of the day he's going to make. Unless he wins the double lotto and he makes $50 million, then maybe he'll be okay. But aside from that, it's not enough for him nowadays. There's no limit to the amount. So now, b'chlal, it doesn't make sense. Because even if theoretically, it wouldn't be such a tremendous chutzpah to do that and ask, but there's no limit here. So what are you going to ask for? Give me all the money that I need, so you're going to spend it. L'maisa, the guy's going to spend the next 70, 80 years of his life trying to make money so that he has enough money so that when he retires, he'll be able to take off time and be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Who knows if he's going to even get there? Somebody that takes a collateral from his friend. Imagine somebody sells merchandise to his friend. $1,000. He says, I'm not sure that you're really going to pay me, so I want to take a collateral. So he turns back to him and he says, you're not sure if I'm going to pay you? You know how much money you owe me from the past 10 years that I've sold you merchandise and you haven't paid me? You owe me tens of thousands of dollars, and you're worried that maybe I'm not going to pay you? That's what you're worried about? Your chayvus to me are so much greater than my chayv to you, and all of a sudden you're worried that maybe I'm not going to pay you. You owe me, you're so much in the red, you're so much under, that it doesn't even, it's a chutzpah to even say such a thing. And even if in this scenario he sells him $1,000 worth of merchandise, and he says, I'm not going to take any mashkin from you. I'm not going to take a collateral because I'm chayv to you already so much. I'm going to take a collateral from you. The guy says, no, take a mashkin, take my watch to make sure I'm going to pay. He said, no, I'm too embarrassed to do such a thing. No way. Throw it back at the guy. He says, if that's the case, kivin shekein eich az panim zeh inu mizbayish levakish me'aburish itulim mirish tevis gedolis noisif al eilishu nosim le mikvar. There's no way, he continues, he says that there's, even if you would take, you take all the Ma'asim Tovim from Adam Rishon, through Noach and Avraham Avinu, and through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Tanoim and Amoraim, all the way down to you, and you put all the Ma'asim Tovim together. He says, and you give them to this one Chaim Yankel. Wouldn't be able to pay for even a few breaths that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you. There's no way you could buy a breath. There's nothing that you could do to pay for a breath. Nothing. So you're so mechuyev, you're so indebted to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You have so many chayveis, previous chayveis from the time that you were born, that it's a chutzpah to even turn to the Rebbeinu Shalom and say, "Oh, Rebbeinu Shalom, give me money so that I should know that I'm taken care of. I have financial stability." Before I start being Eved you. You know what, you're mechuyev to me before you start being Eved to me, you're already mechuyev to me for all that I've done to you in the past 25 years, 30 years. Now you're going to go ahead and tell me that I should give you more. So you should be more mechuyev to me, and then you'll start Avedas Hashem. Ve'echar chasidim, he ends off this last taina, he says, the third taina, ve'echar chasidim shol pam b'nei odom. He says, a chassid once asked people, and he said, "B'nei Adam, im ze efshri shabari yidrish mikem ayer min amali tafkidim shti mechuyavim amali mochar, shti mechuyavim amali boit shono, boit kama shono. Is it possible that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to ask you to do things now that you're not mechuyavim for another 5 years? I'll ask you to be shemir shmita now, even though shmita is only 7 years from now. I'll ask you to take care of things that you're going to be a greater person in 7 years from now, and therefore." Your avodas Hashem should be greater, so therefore already do it now. They said, we don't even know if we're going to be alive then, said the people. How could it be that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to be derish for me to do something now that I'm only mechayev in 5 years if I don't even know if in 5 years I'll be alive? So you can't be mechayev me something that I don't know if I'll ever come to the chiv in the first place. So Amar Lema Chosim, Kshem Shenikba L'chol Zman Zman Tafkin Mesuyim, Kach Gam Avtiach Lachem Abor Yisbarach L'chol Zman Zman Parnasim Mesuyim. The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tveya, I think everything has its own definitive time of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that a person fulfill it, so too with Parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Parnasa given over and designated for every single time, every single year that a person has, he has Parnasa for that year. He has exactly what he's going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines, how it designates how he's going to get Parnasa. So the same way that you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be derish from you to fulfill obligations that only start in 5 years from now, because who says I'll ever get there? So the same thing with you. How could you be mechayev the Rebbeinu Shalom? Lefi lididcho, according to your own tainas. How could you be mechayev the Rebbeinu Shalom to give you parnasa from 5 years from now when you don't even know if you'll ever get there? You don't even know if you're ever going to get to that time. You don't know, not 5 years from now, 10 years from now. A person never knows what's going to be tomorrow. My yeled yoyim. But certainly he has no idea what's going to be 5 years from now, if it's going to be 10 years, what he's going to feel, he's going to have children, grandchildren, what is the situation is going to be b'chol. To say that I'm only going to start my avodas Hashem when I know that I'm set to go and I have everything that I need, it's ridiculous even by your own standards. You yourself understand how ridiculous it is, and you would understand the Rebbeinu Shalom would never ask you to do that, so how could he ask that from the Rebbeinu Shalom? He continues, there's another four, which we'll leave Mirtz Hashem for another time. But besides the Yisayid, which is a extremely true Yisayid, it's Lav Dafka, and it applies to not just to people in the business world, to Avreichim, it applies to everybody, really, to a certain extent, some more than others. But it's Lav Dafka money. It's other things also. You know, it's not... I remember I was once by Rav Druk, Zatzal, the Mordechai Druk, the Yerushalmi Magid, and he's saying that, a Baruch Hu thinks, all I need is a Shurach. When I have the shidduch, then I'll be set up, then I'll have a yishuv hadas, then I'll start my avodas Hashem, I'll really start learning, I'll really... He says, and then he gets married, and he says, all I need is a child, all I need. When I have a child, then I'll feel, I won't have that lachetz of not... And then I'll be able to start. He says, after I have a child, he says, I just need my own house. Then I'll be stable, then I'll feel, and then I'll be able to start the avodas Hashem. One thing to the next, it turns back, and he's already 65 years old, and he's like, just, when I have that, then I'll be... Then I'll have the yishuv hadas. That's really the Yisrael you're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me what I need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me everything. And once I have that all, then I'll have the yishuv hadas to start doing it. No, there's every single every single time and every single stage in life will come be'ezer Hashem at the proper time, but your avodas Hashem shouldn't, certainly not, wait till the next stage.